Future of global logistics, transformative technologies. AI and blockchain will enhance efficiency and transparency. Drones and autonomous vehicles will reshape last mile delivery. What are the challenges? Cybersecurity threats to data integrity. Need for skilled labor for advanced systems. Environmental concerns and stricter regulations demanding eco-friendly practices. AI and blockchain, we've already seen what AI has done to us all when you try and find solutions on Google or any of the other net browsers. Drones and autonomous vehicles will reshape last mile delivery. I'm sure you are all aware that drones are currently under test by a lot many hospitals, especially for delivery of medical supplies and medicines to remote areas in the country. And of course, whenever you have technology or whenever you have any advancement, there are challenges. So you have cybersecurity threats to data integrity. We have recently heard that data from companies like Google, Amazon, and others has been breached. Now, this is where cybersecurity plays a major role. Need for skilled labor for advanced systems. As we automate, as we introduce more technology into our processes, we got to upgrade the skill levels of our labor so that they are able to cope up with the new requirements. Environmental concerns and stricter regulations demanding eco-friendly practices. A lot many companies are today demanding that government agencies are demanding that companies show them how they are more eco-friendly in terms of renewable energy, in terms of packaging materials which is recycled and which can be recycled further, and other practices. What are the modern concepts of logistics? Automation and robotics, Internet of Things, big data and analytics, blockchain technology, artificial intelligence, sustainability and green logistics, last mile delivery, predictive analytics, digital twins, autonomous vehicles, customer-centric logistics, cybersecurity, augmented reality, and virtual reality. Let's look at each of these in detail. Automation and robotics. Automated material handling, conveyors, sorters, robotics for picking, packing, reduces errors, improves efficiency. We've all seen that these are in the near future going to be used. In fact, they are all under test at most of these big warehouses of e-commerce giants. Internet of Things, interconnected devices track shipments, monitor inventory in real time, enables quick response to issues. This has been a major breakthrough for all businesses where they are able to introduce Internet of Things on vehicles, on packages, where you are able to track the exact location of the material and also helps you to ensure or rather get data on real-time inventories. Big data and analytics analyzes data for insights into customer behavior, market trends, supply chain performance, optimizes operations. Example, efficient shipping routes. Let's say, for example, what happens to you on Google Road, on Google Maps. You are on the road going to a destination, of course, in a city like Mumbai or anywhere in India or the world, you have more than one route to be followed. It is very rare that there would be only one route that you can follow. So what Google Maps gives you is if you are stuck at one location or if it encounters and finds out that there is a roadblock on the route that you are following currently, it offers you alternate routes. This is exactly what big data and analytics would do in terms of shipping routes, where we are talking of international shipping or even long distance deliveries to customers. Blockchain technology, secure, transparent, decentralized log for tracking shipments, reducing fraud. Now, how does it reduce fraud? Is because blockchain technology is extremely secure and the access is available only to registered stakeholders of the supply chain. Artificial intelligence automates route planning, demand prediction, inventory optimization by interpreting large data sets. To give you an example, if you want to know what was the sale of mobile phones in the past month, you will get not only the information with respect to mobile phones being sold, but brand-wise details, location. You can look at location-wise details across the country or the region that you would like to. And of course, then further, you can break that down to the distributor level or the retail level. Sustainability and green logistics. Using renewable energy, reducing carbon emissions, optimizing operations to reduce waste. Today, even governments are giving you benefits if, or rather sanctioning you capacities in for manufacturing if you are able to show that you are going to use renewable energy for your processes and you are not dependent on the electricity grid of the government. Last mile delivery. Using drones, autonomous vehicles for efficient and cost-effective final delivery. We just heard earlier that medicines today are currently being delivered on trial basis by a lot many hospitals and pharma establishments. Predictive analytics uses data and machine learning to anticipate demand, optimize inventory, improve routing. Again, similar to AI, it helps you in all the three areas. Digital twins. Virtual representations of logistics networks for simulation and testing before real-world implementation. Let's say, for example, today you get to read that a new bridge or a new highway has been built and it is going to be operational in the near future. Now, you would want to know whether that road is going to in any way benefit your delivery systems or your receiving systems from your suppliers. You could create a virtual representation of the logistics network, including this new highway or expressway or bridge that is ready to be opened, and try and find out whether it makes a difference to your business. Autonomous vehicles, self-driving trucks and drones for automated goods transportation. Although autonomous cars has not proved to be very, very beneficial, but then trials are still on. And so is the case with self-driving trucks. Now, these self-driving trucks or what has been on the road is where you sit in the driver's seat and let the car or command the car to go to a certain location. The car maps out the route and keeps traveling to the required destination as per the road. But it gives you the option of anytime holding back the steering wheel or changing gears. Customer-centric logistics prioritizes customer needs with multiple delivery options, real-time tracking driven by e-commerce. When we are looking at customer to be the king and where logistics and all other activities in logistics management is only to fulfill customer requirements, then we need to look at what are the possible deliveries and how we can improve upon the committed delivery dates. Cybersecurity, protecting systems from hacking, data breaches through strong security measures. Today, customers, if they realize that their data, their personal data is being misused, would stop using your app or your e-commerce platform. Augmented reality and virtual reality technologies for training, remote collaboration, and creating realistic simulations of logistics environments. A simple thing like where a doctor consultation on video takes place today, we are talking of exactly the same thing, but in shop floor created virtual realities. That means the shop floor is replicated on screen and solutions or training can be imparted. Role of logistics in strategy. Logistics strategy is now integral to corporate strategy, especially concerning sustainability and managing environmental impact. Logistic strategy definition: a set of principles, attitudes, and driving forces that guide the coordination of plans, goals, and policies between partners across a supply chain. Aims to refine service levels to operate at the most cost-effective and energy-efficient point. Logistics strategy is now integral to corporate strategy. Why is this being said? It is not only the fact that it concerns sustainability and the environment impact, but it is a huge chunk of the budget that needs to be allocated for the logistics department. The entire logistics is what is going to define whether you are going to be successful or not in business, and definitely needs to be looked at by management right at the top level. Logistics strategy, what is it? A set of principles and attitudes and driving forces that guide the coordination of plans, goals, and policies between partners across the supply chain. Let's say, for example, just to understand this point a little more better, you have a agreement with your supplier that whenever you put up a requirement to him, he meets that requirement within 24 hours for most of the items, and for certain items within 6 hours. Now, what do you think the supplier is going to do? He is going to hold stock of the 6-hour delivery items such that they can be delivered at the shortest possible time. And for the 24-hour delivery items, he is going to keep a certain level of WIP, inventory at the work-in-process inventory level, where he can just finish off an operation and deliver as and when required. This is where he is deciding his logistics strategy to meet his customer's requirement. The same thing goes for you as the e-commerce business partner. When you are committing to your customers, you are ensuring that commitment on your app or on your screen comes up only when there is stock available at the nearest location to your point of delivery, and the system calculates the approximate time required for transportation plus adds a little buffer and then commits a date or a day to deliver. Aims to refine service levels to operate at the most cost-effective and energy-efficient point. See, meeting urgent requirements or meeting emergency requirements once in a time is possible, but it cannot happen every time, because then it would upset the entire budgets and the costs of transportation. So what is more important is to ensure that you have the required or the committed service levels, and that you are also cost effective and energy efficient. 4 levels of logistics strategy. Strategic. How strategic supply chain decisions contribute to the broader business strategy. You may have strategic. What do you mean by a strategic supplier? A strategic supplier is that person who is the sole supplier of a given product or a service to your business. Now, he is called strategic because if he fails, your business is likely to be affected. Structural. Determining the ideal number of warehouses and distribution centers, and if products can be manufactured closer. When you are talking of structural strategy, you are talking of how many distribution centers or how many warehouses should you have. What should be the methodology of delivery to keep filling up those warehouses and distribution centers, and what should be the process of moving inventory out to the customers. Functional. Ensuring every single function operates at a level of excellence, whether it is receiving or rather even the broken down further function of unloading, count, quality check, and storage to the point of picking, packing, and delivery. Implementation. How new policies, procedures, and information are communicated, including a change in management plan. Unless you have your policies in place, your procedures and your standard operating procedures in place, there is going to be chaos at the warehouse. Try and imagine 1,000 orders or 1,000 plus orders being serviced in a time frame of 2.5 or maybe max of 3 hours. You can imagine the kind of pressure and the kind of prioritizing that the people on the shop floor would have to do. So you definitely need procedures and standard operating procedures as to how to go about. And this needs to be communicated very clearly to all the people involved. 6 key components within the 4 levels. Transportation. Current contribution to service levels. Today's transportation that you are currently having, does it meet your requirements or the expected requirements in the near future in terms of volume, in terms of time? You need to keep reviewing your transportation arrangements. Outsourcing. Could a 3PL improve service levels? Definitely, you should explore if you realize that the volumes of business are just increasing. Logistics systems. Is right data being harvested or new systems are needed? Many a time technology outlives itself, which means that there is new technology that replaces, and you need to be aware of what is available currently in the market which could benefit your business. Competitors. Competitors offer better service. You need to keep an eye out and keep a ear to what is happening at your competitors' level. The example that we talked of with respect to Flipkart, suddenly changing delivery time periods for non-emergency or non-perishable goods. Well, that was a wake-up call for the other platforms. Information. Is information fed accurately in real time? Or do you have systems when deliveries are taking place or when material is out for delivery? Does the barcode on the package get read, get scanned at the required time? Or does it get scanned only just before delivery? Or maybe it happens twice. Strategy review. Alignment with overall business objectives. Is your delivery commitment in alliance or is it aligned to your business objectives? Somebody on the shop floor has decided because his competitor is delivering within 6 hours, I will also deliver within 6 hours, without looking at or understanding the kind of impact that this 6-hour delivery is going to have on transportation and labor. This cannot be misaligned. It has to be aligned with the overall business objectives. Logistics versus operation strategy. Logistics strategy focuses on optimizing workflow through planning, implementing, and maintaining the efficiency of warehousing, goods flow, services, and information. It is about the movement, flow, and storage within the supply chain. Logistics operations tends to focus exclusively on the manufacturing process, materials handling, and inventory management. Both work in parallel and are evaluated based on meeting end user requirements for price, quality, and availability, with customer satisfaction being a priority. So we understood what was logistics strategy, focusing on optimizing the workflow. Logistics strategy looks at the flow of material, only the flow and storage. It doesn't involve itself, or the logistics strategy is bound by not looking at what is happening as the operations. And what happens as logistics operations is tends to focus exclusively on the manufacturing process, materials handling, and the inventory management. Not the inventory, but the inventory management process. So what logistics operations focuses on are the processes within the logistics management or the logistics area. Both work in parallel and are evaluated based on meeting end user requirements for price, quality, and availability, with customer satisfaction being a priority. This customer satisfaction is of prime importance because it shifts from the internal customer to the external customer seamlessly. Successful logistics strategies often involve streamlining supply chain operations to gain a competitive edge. Example, processing and bottling products on a retail site. Locating a factory nearer to trade customers. Collaborating with distribution centers and coordinating delivery vehicles for backhauls. These strategies may require significant initial investment but can create differentiation and profitability. Let's understand it a little more. Successful logistics strategies often involve streamlining supply chain operations to gain a competitive advantage. Let's understand that with an example. Processing and bottling products on a retail site. We all know what happens for Coke and Pepsi. There are so many bottling plants around this country that it would be difficult to really pinpoint where material is being delivered to you. But if we go by the logic that the bottling happens and is delivery happens to you from the nearest bottling plant, then you would, if you are in Delhi, you would get material from a plant that is in Haryana or Himachal. Locating a factory nearer to trade customers. Many a times where you are producing items which are sold in bulk, for example textiles, then you would want to be closer to trading customers who are trading and actually selling that material, that output of your end product to the market or to other customers. So you would want to definitely be located closer to them. Collaborating with distribution centers and coordinating delivery vehicles for backhauls. What does this mean? You need not have a distribution center exclusive to yourself. Why would you want to spend area for about 50,000 square feet area when only 20,000 is your requirement? So what you would be doing is collaborating with the distribution center owner or the property owner and sharing that space with other suppliers or other customer other partners who could also be your competitors. You could also use coordination for delivery vehicles, using the same vehicle for delivery from your distribution center to the retailers or to the second level distributor. These strategies may require significant initial investment but can create differentiation and profitability. When we are talking of require significant initial investment, this is a strategy that the management has to decide, and that is why we said logistics strategy is decided at the top management level. Types of logistics strategies: inbound logistics, sourcing and transporting raw materials from supplier to manufacturing unit. Outbound logistics, transporting and delivering the finished product to the customer in time. Reverse logistics, aftermarket supply chain. Managing products returning from customers, defective recalls, simple returns, or end of life. The type of logistics strategies: inbound logistics, sourcing and transporting raw materials from supplier to manufacturing unit. What happens here? Most of the time, depending on the kind of industry that you are in, you would want to locate your factory or your production unit either closer to the supplier base or closer to your customer base. It entirely depends on the kind of industry that you are in. To make my point clear, let's imagine if you are a company which manufactures steel, you would definitely want to be closer to the iron ore suppliers. And if you are into automobiles, you are wanting your suppliers to be close by to you, but you are also going to be as close as possible to a distribution network that can take your vehicles out to the customers. So, or if you are into products like electronics, you would want to be closer to a city where at least you are meeting the city's requirements directly from your company. So as I said, it will all depend on the kind of product that you are trying to manufacture. Reverse logistics, definitely this is something that put us all as customers into the habit after the e-commerce platforms came in. Otherwise, you would have to, if you bought something and you want to return it, you would have to go physically down to that shop and return the items before e-commerce came in. With e-commerce, what you do is you get delivery, you find that the item doesn't fit you or is not what you expected, you return it back. This is where we have, there are, could be returns even for defectives, or maybe a company would ask for a recall. You've seen that happening in the auto industry, or they could be end of life returns. Distribution logistics, transport sale logistics. Connecting production and market through inter-organizational planning and transportation of goods. Many a times, companies manufacture a product and offer it to a distributor. They do not really get in touch with the end customer who is going to consume or use their product. Now, these products usually are those where the distributor or a secondary company, a second manufacturing company or an assembler uses the product in their, uses their finished, the finished goods from the first factory to add for a product in the second factory. Here, connecting production and market through inter-organizational planning. So that means it is the distributor or the secondary company or the secondary company's distributor who decides how the product gets delivered. Third-party logistics, outsourcing warehousing and delivery to specialized companies. This is the current trend where especially the multinationals which have come into business and have established business in India would not want to, or rather even the Indian companies would not want to invest in land and property and build warehouses at different locations. Instead, you have people who have the land, who have built up warehouses, and then you hire a third-party logistics who takes care of not only the warehousing but also the delivery to your customers, including in some cases the transportation from the factory to the distribution or the warehouse. Fourth-party logistics, 4PL, a partner that assesses, designs, runs, and measures solutions, acting as a single point of contact for the entire supply chain. What does this mean? Since it is called 4PL, it is a step ahead of 3PL. So let's imagine you have got four regions and you have got four 3PLs working in each of these regions. Rather, one 3PL working in each region. So these 3PLs need to be coordinated and looked after, and there needs to be a synchronization in this flow of material. So you would have, you can now appoint a 4PL service provider which will overlook the operations of the 3PL, and now you have a single window where this 4PL monitors the performance of the 3PL and keeps reporting to you as and when required. Competitive advantage that a logistics strategy gives you. Integrated logistics is crucial for any business aiming to remain competitive. An effective logistics strategy can improve a company's bottom line by leading for better inventory management, enabling better efficient transportation, improving customer service. Integrated logistics is crucial for any business aiming to remain competitive. If you are moving, what does integrated logistics mean? Let's understand. Example would be, you have a warehouse in MP, Madhya Pradesh, and that is the point that would feed distribution centers at different regional warehouses or the regional distribution centers. In this case, what happens? Your logistics between the main warehouse that is located in Madhya Pradesh to the distribution centers has to be first properly in place. Second is, as soon as the material is delivered to the distribution center, it has to move further if it is required at a retailer or to a customer. Now, this means you need to integrate the entire logistics from the main warehouse to the customer. That is integrated logistics. And this, now you will understand, is crucial for any business aiming to remain competitive. An effective logistics strategy can improve a company's bottom line by leading to better inventory management. How do you think this logistics is managed? It is managed through software because you have got too many products, too many locations, and each location having a different demand. So the software keeps churning out data, keeps checking where sales have started increasing for a particular product, and then gives you the initiative or rather triggers of a requirement whether you need to store material or hold inventory of that product in a particular region because historical data says that there is a demand for that product, or you would like to still service it from a distant location. Enabling more efficient transportation. If you are going to meet that requirement from a distant location, it will decide and tell you that your vehicles need to leave your warehouse at 8 in the morning so that they deliver the product to the distributor or the end customer before nightfall. Improving customer service. If you are able to meet customer requirements, or rather improve upon your commitments, you have a satisfied customer. What is integrated logistics? Wow, let's look at it in detail. The organization and management of all aspects of a company's supply chain in a coordinated manner. Just what we discussed. Goal, to optimize efficacy and effectiveness while simultaneously reducing costs by streamlining the entire supply chain from start to finish. Encompasses everything from procurement and stock management to transportation and customer service. So, what is integrated logistics? It takes care of organizing and managing the entire aspect, all the aspects of the company's supply chain. Goal, it optimizes efficacy and effectiveness while simultaneously reducing costs and streamlining the supply chain. And again, it covers from procurement and stock management to transportation and customer service. Benefits of integrated logistics, cost savings, definitely eliminates waste and redundancy in the supply chain, improved customer service, ensures faster and more accurate order fulfillment, leading to increased satisfaction and repeat business. Other benefits include improved coordination between supply chain stakeholders, better visibility into the entire supply chain, greater flexibility and responsiveness to demand changes, reduced transportation costs, improved inventory and stock management. Improved coordination between supply chain stakeholders. You'll realize that if your business has to keep running, then meeting only today's requirement is not your objective, nor is it that of your supplier, which means that you need to coordinate with your supplier on an ongoing basis so that the flow of material from his end to yours continues. Better visibility into the entire supply chain. You get a bird's eye view as to what is happening in your supply chain to identify bottlenecks and try and improve that supply chain as much as possible. Greater flexibility and responsiveness to demand changes. Today, you do not have a requirement at one location or one area, but you have an increased requirement in two other areas. Your supply chain should be flexible enough to meet that requirement at no extra cost. Reduced transportation costs. This is the biggest objective for any supply chain manager, whether he's going to look in, who's going to be part of transportation, part of logistics, or part of supply chain in terms of procurement. Reduction in transportation costs is the cornerstone of supply chain management. Improved inventory and stock management. This is, if you are able to improve inventory, that is reduce inventory and manage the available stocks, you would be saving huge amounts for the company. What are the key takeaways? Physical distribution is the movement of goods, products, and raw materials to the customer. Logistics management functions are interconnected elements vital to any logistics operation. We saw the 7 C's: connect, create, customize, coordinate, consolidate, collaborate, and contribute, offer a comprehensive approach to managing logistics. Logistics is fundamental to international commerce, facilitating the global movement of goods. As globalization and supply chain complexity increase, logistics management continually evolves to meet new industry demands. Thank you.